Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Vienna, Australia is home for Mark Miner, alternative outlaw, country rock, and Americana artist who was originally born in Poland to an American dad and a German mom. As a younger man, he boarded a container ship bound for the United States in 2000, where he was impressed by the southern lifestyle, the Appalachian music, and the Rocky Mountains. Fast forward to 2023, he joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about his second official studio album, Last Heroes. Mark, hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. We are a bit of a ways apart, aren't we? Where are you located?
I'm here in Vienna, Austria, Europe, at my studio and office of my own record label called Between Music that I co-own,
Yeah, okay.
And it's damn hot, and it's pretty late here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So I'm, at the time of this recording, I'm showing a little after 4 p.m. in on the east coast of the United States, and what time do you have there?
It's 10 p.m. Central European time.
Okay. All right. That's a good time to be out playing music, right?
Yeah, right. It's a Monday, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Probably not
no
a lot
shows
of...
shows on Mondays.
So tell me a little bit about your background. You, if I read correctly, were not born there, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was born in Poland. My father is from the U.S. and my mother is from West Germany.
Okay.
Back then. And they both met in Poland.
Wow.
And
okay.
Yeah, so that's the place where I was born. And we had to leave the country in... when I was 3 years old, I think.
Okay.
And so we settled down in Austria, in Vienna here.
Yeah.
And that's the place where I grew up. But in the meantime, I lived all over the world almost,
Yeah, okay. When did you catch the music bug?
I think from the very beginning, like just... after I was born,
Yeah,
my
okay.
father was a real music lover. He listened to all kind of music from death metal to Whitney Houston, so a great range of music. And most of it was guitar-driven stuff like Eric Clapton, Dire Straits, and stuff like this. And, the sad thing is here in Europe, or at least in Austria, we don't know a lot of country music.
Really?
I think the most popular things or the newest things we still recognize is like Achy Breaky Heart or something like this.
Okay.
It's been a couple of years without good country music, and then Johnny Cash came along with his American records, and that was the time when I realized I used to play punk and grunge. I was a singer and the bassist in a band, but then I realized that country music is the real stuff, you know, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I after Johnny Cash's recordings, I discovered more and more, traveled to the U.S. and discovered even more, you know, and it was a great journey and a lot of great music, and I tried to learn everything that I could. And I'm not a great guitar player, but I consider myself more a singer and a songwriter. And it was good to be there, you know,
at the
States and at the little honky tonks where the real stuff is going on.
When were you? When did you experience that? What? How old were you when that was all going on?
That was in I think 2000. So I was like 18, 19.
Okay. Yeah. And so
now
you.
I'm 40. So it's been a long journey.
And I think I read in your bio where you really got to experience the whole kind of Southern music culture, the Appalachian music, the Americana kind of outlaw country feel that's part of the South and the Midwest and the Western parts of the country.
Yeah, I traveled a lot. I traveled. I left home when I was 16.
Okay,
and I traveled. Let's say Western Europe. And then I got on a container ship from Dublin to New York. And
wow.
The day I arrived in New York, I fell in love with the city. and I was like, okay, the ship is going back tomorrow, but I won't be on that ship. So I stayed.
Wow. So it was a pretty short stint as a container ship sailor.
Yeah, that was like a few weeks, you know.
Yeah.
But hard work, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that. And in New York, I still was more a punk rocker, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved on. And I already knew how to live on the street, you know. It sounds rough but tough, but it's not that bad if you can make friends in new towns and places, because you always find somebody who will give you a bed or something to eat. And and I think I learned that in Europe, and I continued in the USA, you know.
Yeah. So from New York, then you just worked your way south and down into Nashville and Texas?
South and west and into the country, you know. I never made it to the West Coast, but I think I've been in all the states that's not at the Pacific.
Were you playing music as you were traveling through those areas?
I was playing music. I did a lot of stupid stuff, you know, and I needed food, I needed something to drink, some pills, some girls, and and a lot of music. And
yeah.
I learned country music there, and I knew Johnny Cash, as I said before, but you know, being at the roots of that kind of music, of country music, that was amazing, and I learned everything. I was playing music all the time, and everywhere I met someone who played music, I was like, tell me more, tell me where it comes from, what is it all about.
Wow.
Show me the chords, show me the lyrics, and I learned that was a great time, you know.
Were you writing music all along?
I think I started my first song when I was 11.
Okay.
But of course, when you're 11 and have no experience and you're not a native speaker, trying to write in English.
Oh yeah, sure.
That was really, you know, like it, that. I wouldn't call them songs, you know. It was just some weird stuff, you know, with some nice chord progressions, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's it. And but I learned, you know, a lot when I was in the U.S. and I learned how to tell stories, and put them into music. And I think it was so important for me to be there and to learn it from the real guys who make it for a living or who grew up with it.
Right. You know? Right. So at some point you find yourself on the way back home, back into Austria. And is that kind of, so you bring this experience back with you, start creating, that kind of music at that point in your life?
As I said, I was in a few grunge and punk bands before, but after my journey to the US, I went back home, and I felt like it's not the right audience for country music, and it took me like 5 years at least before I had the guts to go on stage and perform country music.
Really? Okay.
And so I loved it. I played it for myself, but never on stage. And then I decided to go to some open stage nights, you know, and just try things and performed some Merle Haggard songs. Uh-huh. And everybody thought it was mine because nobody knew Merle Haggard.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, damn, you guys have no fucking idea. And so I started, you know, I of course paid tribute to the great singers and songwriters that wrote all these songs. And I always told the people, you know, there are folks like Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash. You have to know them, you know. Why don't you like it like I do?
Right. Yeah.
And I got more confident in what I was doing, and yeah, so I started to write my own country songs. And in 3 years ago, I put out my first record. It's called Smile When You're Wasted. And a lot of the experiences I had from my time in the U.S., they became songs, you know, on the first record. And yeah, the second record is completely new. It's called Last Heroes, and I hope you guys like it.
I listened to a couple of the tracks. I really do enjoy it. Once you started playing your music for the folks there that didn't really know what that was, did you develop an audience pretty quickly? Did they like it?
I wouldn't say it was quickly, but I did. It still takes time, you know. The whole country scene here in Europe is, compared to the U.S., of course, is very small. But I'm lucky to make a living out of it, you know. I think it was a good thing to put out an own record with my own songs that helped me a lot to get into some festivals here in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And most of them are still in Austria. We started this year with my band to perform in Switzerland, Germany, and the plans are for next year to go more into you know, into other countries and build an audience.
Will you be able to bring it back to the U.S.?
Well, if somebody pays the flight, I'll be there. Yeah, I would love to, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of my lifetime goals to go back and perform my own songs at a honky-tonk, you know, and maybe go to Nashville, though I'm not very interested in the Nashville sounds
right.
that is now
sure.
common.
Right.
It's way too much pop music in it, in my opinion. But you know, that can change again, you know.
Sure, it's of course.
And it would be great, you know, just to be on in Nashville and perform one or two of my own songs.
Of course. Yeah.
It would be a great story, you know.
That's right. It would be. So you mentioned the latest album, Last Heroes. What's that title about?
That title came from, first of all, when I perform with my band, we call ourselves Last Heroes featuring Mark Miner.
Okay.
So Last Heroes is kind of a tribute to my band.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The second thing is I always liked stories about heroes, but you know, not like Superman, who's always good and he wants to be good to everyone.
Right.
I was more like of Batman, you know, the dark side, you know,
uh-huh.
and he wants to take revenge for the death of his parents, and that's, you know, it's he's a hero, but he there's a dark side to it.
Sure. Yeah.
And I always loved stories like that, and so I thought that would be a great thing to have some songs about that kind of heroes, but mm-hmm. also about the everyday heroes, you know, like people like you and me and all the folks that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few years were pretty tough, you know, and and so I thought everyone can be a hero, you know.
Yeah.
And we all do stupid things and sometimes we struggle, but we keep on fighting.
Yeah.
To make a good life and to be good. And so that was the idea of the title.
Yeah.
Last Heroes.
I like that theme. Yeah. When you perform those songs, do you perform them in English?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
All in English. I sometimes we have some German songs, but I try to make it my so that I don't have to sing them, so that my bass player is singing them, because I don't want to sing in German. It's the language I grew up. And as you can hear, my English isn't, like a native speaking
sure.
English, but it's
pretty good though. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
when it comes to singing songs, it just feels better to, you know, country music should be in English. You can't do it in any other languages.
Well, I guess it's native language, right? Country music is more or less it's native to the United States, so I guess it would be natural to sing it in English.
Right.
So
sometimes, you know, sometimes it's I feel like people can't understand me because most of my audience isn't that good in English.
Okay.
And it feels like that's why I love to if somebody from outside from the US tells me I like your songs. I like your album. I like your attitude and whatever. I try to you know, all the messages that I try to put out in the world. If they tell me that they like it, it feels like a bit more than if it comes from here, because I know people enjoy the music, but they don't. Most of them don't understand the lyrics.
Sure. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. So the new album, as we were just talking, Last Heroes, is out next month, right? September?
September 15th.
Okay. And will be available where? How can people in this country find you and find your music and find this album?
It'll be on all the music streaming services like Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon, and whatever you want to listen. And, of course, you can buy a CD on my website, markminer.com.
And that's M-A-R-C, correct? Not K.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And M-I-N-E-R, one N, markminer.com, right?
Yeah, right.
Yep. And of course, you're on Facebook, Instagram, all those places?
I am on Facebook. I used to be on Instagram, and still I'm back again because my account got closed by Instagram. I don't know why. They just shut it down, you know?
Okay.
and so I lost all the followers there.
Oh, no.
And so I decided to create a new account, but... It's I'm not really very often on
sure.
Instagram.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Facebook is the place to be. If you want to connect, feel free to write me a message, and I'll get back to you.
Great, awesome. Well, thank you, Mark. I do enjoy your music, and I wish you well with it. I hope we can get you some exposure here in the United States, and I hope you get a following and give you a good reason to come back.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Best of luck, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.